Today we're going to work on Pshat and Gemara. Baruch Hashem, it's a shorter share because Pshat moves people more quickly. I'm just trying to understand two things. Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. The Shaila here is a question of a Goy's Shtar, which was written on Yidei Hedyoites. Something I think we never would have dreamt, that there'll be a sugi and shas to trust a shtar written stam by goyim. One thing, arkois. We talked in the Mishnah about a shtar that goes to the arkois of a guy, and even there we declared if it's really a shtar or it's just an umdana. And suddenly here we go into a shaila of a shtar that's written through hedyotis, through stam goyim, that it should be kasher. So let's see the Gemara, and then we'll have to Rashi and Tosfos argue on Pshat the Gemara. So we have to understand two things: the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, and the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So let's see. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yosi, Kach Amar Rabbi Shimon Chachamim B'tzidan, Lo Nechleku Rabbi Akiva VeChachamim Al Kol Ashtaris Ha'Elam Barakoy Shalakum. So he didn't argue by our cause. Shafa pishachais meyemeh dekhavim ksheirim afilukite nashim b'shechurei avad. Rav Shimon l'shitasai says that there's no machlaikis afiluk ksheirim, that there's no problem with shtari our cause. Where was the machlaikis? Where did Rabbi Akiva Nachum have a machlaikis? Leinechnuku elu bizman shenasu behedyit. They're only arguing about a shtar that's done al yedei hedyit, Rabbi Akiva machshir. The Chacham and Paisel. What type of shtar? We have three types of shtars, right? Shtari Raya, Shtari Kinyan, and Gittin Kedusha. Right? So what type of shtar did they argue by? Bizman Shinasi Behedish, Rabbi Akiva Mashal, Chacham and Paisel. What type of shtar? So Rashi says, what's Rashi say? Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi actually says it before. It says Asal Legite Mamin. Rashi says Shtari Raya. So I'll assume that this is talking about Shtari Raya. Leinechleku elibizmashin asa behedit. You have a guy who wrote a Shtari Raya on something that took place. So Rabbi Kiva holds his kasher. Bechachamim paisel. Chacham holds paisel. Chutz megite nashim ishachurei avadim. With the exception of Kitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim, that Kitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim are kosher, like everybody. Get is more kuladik than, everything's upside down here. But we said always get is worse than mammon. Chutz, Kitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim, that's more kosher. Okay, so the Gemara here is quite a chiddush. We're going to be mashed shtari hedyaitis, and even the Rabbanan of Pasol only Pasol by shtari mamin, but not by gittin. By gittin, they're more mekel. They say it's kosher by gittin. Rav Shimon Gamliel by Marav Eluk Sherem b'makom shein Yisrael chaysmin, avol b'makom shein Yisrael chaysmin loy. Rav Shimon Gamliel has a different shita that depends. Only in a makim she'en Yisrael chayis, but we know it's a guy. Makim she'en Yisrael chayis, the name of Lizar at the makim Yisrael chayis, when she'shma b'shma michlef, asa b'asum loy michlef. That will have enough to deal with Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim before we deal with it with anything else. So again, I'm not looking to say any chidushim here, just to understand the shitas and maybe to illustrate what the problems that are going to be. I see that it has potential to be a little confusing. I just want to write on the board just to push the chart of the Machlaikis. I think it will be helpful, especially when we get into Rashi and Tosfos. So I'm not going to write any real big conclusion, just as you're keeping the Chachamim, right? Okay. And you have three types of stories. Raya. It's very easy, right? Rabbi Akiva says that it's kosher, the chametz is possible.
And by get, everyone says the kasha.
Very easy, right? Right, introduction here? Just the brisa. Now, right away, we have a question, what about shtari kinyan? Why would they hold by other shtari kinyan? Doesn't say. Seems not to say. What are they going to hold by shtari kinyan? So it's not clear. So if we have a chance, we'll come back to the question. We have to really understand the machlokes. And then, hopefully, we'll be able to come back to it.
They say chutz
mekitten delineating the chutz mekitten means that kinyan and raya should be the same. Yeah, or could be when the Mishnah said chutz mekitten nashim or has taichit, the Mishnah said the same lashon chutz mekitten nashim. Mekigit which I retaich the chutz mekigitay means all shtari kinyan. I'm just saying maybe yeah, maybe not. I don't see anybody here who talks about it. But if we're already trying to figure it out, let's see if we can find someone who says Mufurish. Pashit. Whatever reason, Gittin are good. All Sarah should be good, you mean?
No.
So I have to see if this is Sarah to be Mechalik. I have to understand the Sarah to be Mechalik between them. Right, what I wrote here is really a Dover. I wrote in the blood, I didn't write any chidushim, I just wrote the brisa. Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes on pshat in which one of those four dinim. Rashi and Tosfos, if you could learn the Gemara, you wouldn't have it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But the Rush points out, seems all the Rishonim point out, Rashi and Tosfos argue in pshat in the X on the board. And why the chacham and pasul? I would think that's the last thing in the world that needs to be explained. I would think you have to explain why it's kosher in the other cases. But no, Rashi and Tosfos are arguing pshat, why the Chacham and Pasul, why is it that the Chacham and Pasul? Why is it? So Tosfos is clear. Tosfos Dibra Masa Loi Nechloku. Tosfos says, why is it Pasul? A pirish kol hashtar esayil bar kai safli shchis mei by dekechavin ksheirin. Hi kidine vai kidine shashtar es becholinian kitein ashekri avad the beidem esira b'shem es mufak loy nechlaku elav es masha nasu behedjit. What we have on the board is talking about shtari hedyaitis pirish b'shem es mufak and beidem esira. So Tosfos says this is talking when there are edem esira. Rabbi Kiva machshir. For like Gazar, she avil hashav alayi de misira atarkais. Yechamim paislim b'shar shtayis because rinon, because they do make exam. So what does Tosfos say? Why do we're talking that there are eight de misira? There are eight de misira. That's Tosfos shita. The whole thing is talking about eight de misira. The eight de misira are yidden. The eight de misira are yidden. That explains why these stories are good. Why do Chacham and Pasul in their one case? The Chacham and Pasul Gzeira Eidei Mesira Atu Bli Eidei Mesira. Alright, so Tosfos Shita is that it's Pasul Bli Eidei Mesira, everything is Pasul. And with Eidei Mesira, that's when we're Masha, the three things that we're Masha. And the one box that's possible is a puzzle to the Zayra. So Tosfos Shita is that all of this is talking about Eidei Mesira, and the reason for this is all is the Zayra. Okay, that's Tosfos. So Tosfos is klar, and all these three cases are talking, you're going to say, how could a guy's star be kosher? All three cases are talking that what? That there are Eidei Mesira that are yidden. So it's not purely Goyim. Goyim wrote it, Goyim signed it, but the... But they didn't see Ra Yidden, and that's why it's kosher. Okay? So far, so good. What? That what? Normally, you don't need a de Mesira for Shtari Raya. But here, the fact that there were a Yidden who saw the Mesira Sashtar is enough because they can come into Bezdin and say, hey, this, that it really happened. That it really happened. Let's say I sell you something with a Kinyan Kesef. Now I write a Shtar that I sold it to you, and I give you the Shtar Raya. So Eidim will come in, they'll say, yes, the Maishra gave a Shtar Raya to the Lekeach. So it's a Raya, so it's a good Raya. It's not that the Eidei Mesira Karti, it's just that there were Eidei Mesira who know about what happened.
Why is it only
Gezeira? Because by Eidei Mesira, we're talking about the Eidei Mesira. So it's a Gezeira, Eidei Mesira, or to know Eidei Mesira.
Why?
So it's a Gezeira. What? Oh, that's a good question. So why the Chacham and Maida by Get? Why don't we make a Gezeira, Eidei Mesira, or to know Eidei Mesira? The answer is because we're not afraid someone will do a Get without Eidei Mesira, because every Get is with Eidei Mesira. Getting always with Eidei Mesira. So by Shtar Mamin, we're because Eidei Mesira, or to know Eidei Mesira. Hashem came by Geth. I'm not afraid there'll be below Eidei Mesira. And in Eilu, there's no need to make a Gezeira. So Taisus is simple enough. So Taisus helps us. That all the things that Akash are talking about Eidei Mesira, the thing that Tosfos is talking about Eidei Mesira, Gezeira are to fully Eidei Mesira. Rashi. Where do we see that Rashi has a problem? That Rashi has a problem with Tosfos, that Rashi disagrees with Tosfos' pshat. So where do we see it? So there are a few Rashis here. Probably the most important one, the Rashi Leinechlaku, the end of the skinny lines. Rashi sticks in Leinechlaku of his Mashanasa Behedit, Rabbi Kiva Mashalam Tosfos, Chutz Mikid Nashavoy Abadim. So tell Rashi, Kiva Shanasa Behedit, Shtori Mecher, the Kaimi Lorai. Balei and the Sadi, Oyvdei Kechavim, Samchinan, Hossam. When you wrote Shtarei Mecha de Kamila Raya, they say Shtarei Raya. Balei and Sadi, Oyvdei Kechavim, and their Goyish signers, Hedyaita is the Sadi and Cham Samchinan, Hossam. The aim are Shikra Chossam, because we have to be Chayshish that they lied. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that it's not a gezeira. There is no gezeira. That's al chashash mishaker. The reason we passel is al chashash mishaker. So Rashi disagrees. And it'll be a mention of Kanin. That takes us out the gezeira, and Rashi holds. Rashi holds that we're chayshish that they're liars. That comes out, Zohar Rashi, comes out a tremendous chiddush. In Rashi, what does it mean we're chayshish that mishaker by the Banishtaris? We're chayshish that they're lying. That makes sense when there are no Eidei Mesira. When there are Eidei Mesira, when there's a Shtar Raya with Eidei Mesira, there's no chashash that they're lying. No? So then, according to Rashi, it'll be kosher. What the Rush does is the Rush basically makes another category here. We'll hear, get back to Shtar Kenya when we have a chance. We'll talk now about Shtar Raya with Eidei Mesira. And we'll make this fully Eidei Mesira. Okay? So Shtar Raya without Eidei Mesira. So that everybody has a puzzle. Why is it puzzle? My Tosfos, without any serious puzzle, even make her adin. And my Rashi will shash that with Mishak.
Even with
all this puzzle. But when it's with Eidei Mesira, so then it's going to be a machlokes. When you have a Shtar Raya of a guy with Eidei Mesira, Tosfos holds that it's puzzle, and Rashi's going to hold that it's kosher. Why? Because Tosfos holds we make a gezeira. That we're geyser Eidei Mesira to no Eidei Mesira. Rashi, on the other hand, holds that the whole thing is not chashash mishaker. The whole reason that we don't trust shtarim by geyish hedyot is because of a chashash they're lying. But over here we have Eidei Mesira. There's no possibility they're lying. We have two yidden that walk in and see what's going on. So why should I be chayshish rabbi? So Dr. Rush, according to Rashi, we have here a tremendous image. According to Rashi, a guy's star is always kosher. A guy shtar is always kosher, provided that they're eidim mesirah. That are yidden. And the chachamim pasul only when they are no eidim mesirah. According to Tosfos, the Gemara is talking say eidim mesirah, say no eidim mesirah. Either way, it's a gezeirah, so it's pasul like the chacham. This is the chiddush of the Rosh in Kavanas Rashi. Virtually everybody learns it into Rashi, mainly because Rashi does it three times here on the page. There are three times that Rashi sticks in the fact that Hedyaitis we don't trust. Hedyaitis v'chayshish devashakri, and we don't trust them. The Mela, the Havana in Rashi is that the whole psul Hedyit is only because of Shash v'shakir, which means to say that if you have a Hedyit that's going to be with Eidei Nisira, there's no Chashash Meshaker, and therefore it'll be Kasha. That is the way the Rosh sets the table and the whole Sugya. So it comes out again, like Rashi, Gleish Shtaris are always good as long as you have Yiddish Eidei Nisira. Period. Homachloik is by no Eidei Nisira, like Rashi. According to Tosfos, the machlokes is even when you do have Eidei Nisira, then there's a machlokes. But this is the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos. The Pella, the big kasha here, is a kasha on Rashi. Rashi zetzes erayim by Eidei Nisira. Rashi zetzes erayim to li Eidei Nisira. If there be Eidei Nisira, it will be kasha. So Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim are arguing, B'li Eidei Nisira. What's fair? What's fair on the top line? Huh? Somebody said it. Yeah. The top line is a Pella. Look at the top line now. We just said, Stadai Eidei Raya, B'li Eidei Nisira. What does that mean? That means Goyim wrote a star, signed the shtar, there were no Jews around. The whole shtar was totally Goyim. It wasn't even Merkai Shal Goyim. Totally Goyim. And Rabbi Kiva's Machshir? Rabbi Kiva's like Rashi. Rabbi Kiva's Machshir. B'loi Eidei Nisira. The whole case like Rashi is B'li Eidei Nisira. And Rabbi Kiva's Machshir, Goyim with zero Yidden involved. There's no Eidei Chesima Yidden. There's no Eidei Nisira Yidden. The Chana Pasol, because Shash Meshaker. Shkaya, we understand that. But how can Rabbi Kiva be Masha such a thing? A star totally Goyim, without Yiddish Eidei Mesira, and Rabbi Kiva's Masha? Huh? Rashi holds like Rashi. Okay. Like this, the Rosh is Kasha, the Rosh is to be on Rashi Shita. That, huh? Okay, that's the answer. The problem is that if you never learned the rest of Shas is one thing, but everyone knows Goyim Apostle Eidus. I mean, you're going to tell people that Goyim Akashal Eidus on the Torah? Alright, the Ksav Sefer writes this, Rav Nachum writes a similar thing, that we have to go back and say the Chiddush we saw in the Agos Hashri, in the name of the Sefer HaChochma, which I told you is most likely Rashi, the Rashi Shita is that Goyim Akashal Eidus Min HaTorah. Goyim Akashal Eidus Min HaTorah. Something which is a Chiddush, a very big Chiddush, that every place in Shas it passes Goyim. You can come out every Mesefta and say that the Zikim Goyim Akashal Eidus, that's all Midrabanan. Min HaTorah Goyim Aksherim. The only reason that we passel goyim in Shas is midrabanan because we're afraid they're liars. So Rabbi Kiva comes along, and Rabbi Kiva says they're kosher. Why? Why aren't we chayshish them mishaker? Kiva, what do you say? Minatayra they're kosher. Midrabanan, why? Well, over Shas we passel goyim to say Eidus. Why should it be different here?
They're fine.
Huh?
They're fine.
And therefore, so Rav Nachum says, because they're signing, they're putting their name to paper, and Rashi will hold, in Kavanis Rav Akiva, Rashi will hold that if a guy puts his name to paper, we always said that a person is more afraid to lie by putting his name on paper than to lie the path. So Goyim will put their name to paper on Neman, Halacha L'maisa, like Rebbe Kiva, according to Shitas Rashi. We have a kind of guy's signature. That's not going to help me much for my kasha. So we have a kind of guy's signature. That's not the issue. The issue is, even if you know it's the guy who signed it.
I think the Ramban says that Rashi, but he doesn't mention the whole thing of Neman and Davis.
In Umdina, Stam a guy signs that he's Neman.
Saying that we wouldn't put the name on paper, so that's here in the
model. I want you to know this whole discussion, this whole sheet that's Rashi, is like out of left field.
No,
to say Goyim, the whole you learn the Gemara to Pella Goyim. So the answer is, yeah, you have Yidden who watch the Mesira. All right, so if you have Yidden who watch the Mesira, so fine. But now we're saying in Rashi that without Eidim Mesira, it's kosher.
No, I'm saying if you think that one of the Rashi says they're kosher Eidim, is that they're liars. So now we're labeling them as liars, and the way we get around it is by saying, in this case, they won't lie. Here, the Ramban says, we never label them as liars. We're just saying that they're not kosher Eidim. And here, in a case where they're scared to do it, so then there's an umdira that they're not lying. I'm saying, it's not any more of a chiddush, maybe it's slightly less. That Rashi already labeled them as liars.
Why is there an undead and a lying? Because why are they scared of the malchus?
Because if they're found to be liars, they'll get punished by the
king. Okay. Rabban says. Akoponim, it's a tremendous chiddush. Ad kidei kach, the Pnei Yeshua writes that he feels this whole thing is not muchrich in Rashi Shita. Who says Rashi argues with Taisus? It could be Rashi agrees with Taisus. What bothered the Rush that Rashi said, that Rashi keeps on saying that they're liars? So he says Rashi just means to explain why there's a mission of Arkois and there's a sugi of Hegyaitis. What's the difference, Arkois and Hegyaitis? Goyim Agayim. So Rashi's explaining that till now we're talking about Arkois. By Mari Nafshayu, we trust. And here we're talking about Goyim, we don't trust. Rashi didn't mean to give a reason. Rashi just needs to explain why there's one sugi of Arkois and one sugi of Hegyaitis. And the Meilo Rashi goes into his whole thing. But not because Rashi needs to argue with the whole Mahalach HaGemara to say such a chiddush that without a Demesir it's kosher. So Pnei Yeshua says this, I think there's some cipher says the same thing, Lulei Divrei HaRush, but Lamaisa, the Rush is the Rush. Yeshua can have kashis, but the Rush is the bottom line. And Shitas Rashi is the way the Rush says, that it's not only the Rush, other Rishonim also in Rashi, that Rashi Shita is Goyim Belihei De Mesira who write a Shtar Rabbi Kiva's Mashar. And this is the of this Gemara. Like Rashi, why is get different? Why is get better than Shtaraya? What's the answer? Like Rashi, why is get more kulidik than Shtaraya? Huh? In other words, it's not more kulidik. It's the same. Just the get always needs Eide Nasira. So it's good. And Shtaraya, when it has Eidei Mesira, is exactly the same. Just when it doesn't have Eidei Mesira, then it's different. But if it has Eidei Mesira, it's the same. Comes out like Rashi, there's no difference in Gittin and Shtaraya. If there are Eidei Mesira, the Chamam and Asher, there are no Eidei Mesira, Chacham and Pasul. So we can't clarify, what about Shtar Kinyin? Shtar Kinyin, the same thing. If there are Eidei Mesira, it's good. If there are no Eidei Mesira, it's no good. This is the way of the sugya works out according to Rashi. Zot Rosh Vaita. We have here the story of Rava, after the mice of Ravina. The Gemara brings Omer Rava, Haishtara Parsa, the Masri Neheli Babisadi Israel, that there was a shtar of written in Persian, signed by Persians, by Goyim, that was given over by Babisadi Israel, Magvina Mebibay Mebnechayli. What shtar was this? Was this a shtar or a kois? or a star hedyot. Hashtar a persoy the mosri nehali bapisad Yisrael. The rei de misira Yisrael. What type of star was it in the story of Rava? So according to Rashi, it was shtari hedyotis. Rashi is fine. Lashitasa. So Rashi said that if you have shtari hedyotis with a de misira, it's kosher. Taisvis, on the other hand, Taisvis can't explain that this Gemara is talking about shtari hedyotis, right? Because shtari hedyotis, Taisus says, well, geyser, Eide Mesira, Ato, no Eide Mesira. So Taisus is going to set sign this Gemara that it's talking by Shtari Arkais and like Avi Mishabdi. And Rav is saying, you don't want I'm from Mishabadi. So again, it's Pshat, you have to chap what's going on here. The story of Rav, we have two Pshat in what was the story of Rav. Very vibe, one from the other. According to this on the Rush, according to Rashi, the case is Rava's case was a shtar hedyotis. According to Taisis, Rava's case was a shtar akos. And Rava is saying, you know, my name from Mishubadim. There's no kol, no kol, no kol. It's the shtar akos, and it's according to Rava, like Taisis, it's no good. You came on from Mishubadim. What?
Rava doesn't hold of
Taisus. And that's where Rava's telling. Rava doesn't hold of Taisus. We're trying to see how Taisus learned Rava. Taisus sat down and learned Rava. Some Taisus didn't agree that Rava doesn't hold of Taisus. So Taisus is learning Rava. Yeah. How does Taisus learn Rava? Taisus learns Rava by Arkais. It's so complicated just because you have to cheshbon it out yourself. Pshat is something that's very hard to hear from somebody and plug in. But you have to just work it out. This is the way Pshat works out. Now, anybody who remembers the four nafkaninis that we started the Sugya of Arkayas with, the four nafkaninis between the Rambam's way and the Mechaber's way against Rashi and the Rashi's way, one of the nafkaninis was, if you might have to be Shabbatim on that. Right? One of the nafkaminas was, the Rambam said you don't want Eifah Mishubadim, and the Rambam said you do want Eifah Mishubadim. That was one of the nafkaminas. Now, you come to this Gemara, you say, hey, what were we talking about at the beginning of the week? Beginning of the week, we start declaring, Shtar HaKais, you do want Eifah Mishubadim, you don't want Eifah. It's a Gemara. Rambam says, only B'nai Chayri. It's a Gemara. Are we declaring Machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh? We had a machlekes. The Rambam said shtar kais no mishubadim. The Rosh said yes. It's a gemara. Teretz is still keeping with me. Teretz is a machlekes. Is this gemara talking about kais? If you learn the gemara is talking about kais, then you go with the Rambam shita. And if the gemara is taka saying our kais does not manayim for mishubadim, if you hold our kais does manayim for mishubadim. See, that's saying this Gemara like Rashi is talking about Ishtari Hedyot. The two, the Nafkamina between Rashi and Taisus, Pshat in this Gemara, Hanguhach, the Machlaikis, what's going on with our Kais, could you manai from Mishabadim, or can't you? The Rosh has to learn with Rashi's Pshat, who he doesn't like. Yeah. Let's work that out. I don't know. Oh, no, it's not a way out. No, the Rosh is not going to have a problem. There's a third way out. Okay, one second. What? Rava said. Again, the Gemara here says, Rava said, you came on I Mishubadim. Right? Rava says, you came on I Mishubadim. If Rava is talking by our Kois to Kishtar, he's telling us our Kais does not want Ayin Mishubadim. Now, rewind to Sunday or Monday Shir, that was Shitas HaRambam. You don't want Ayin for Mishubadim. Rosh's Shita was you do want Ayin for Mishubadim. The Rosh said you want Ayin for Mishubadim. How is he going to explain this Gemara? Well, Chayri has to explain like Rashi. But the Rosh doesn't like Rashi, he has crashes on Rashi. The Rosh has to explain to Rashi the way things work out. So there's one more step to this which could confuse you. But again, this is something you have to work out, just shout in the Gemara. It's interesting, if you look in the Mefarshim here, there's very little lumdis on this Gemara. Sounds like everybody had to work out the Pshat. So Yeshua runs through Pshat, this whole sugya of Nachum. The whole of Nachum on this sugya is to figure out Pshat. It's pretty much what I'm trying to give you over today. It's not easy. But there is one more step to this whole thing. You ready? Look at the chart. Who's talking on the chart? Who's the one talking? Reb Shimon. I'm Reb Shimon l'chachamim. Reb Shimon and the chachamim don't get along. They're fighting here. They're arguing. This is all Reb Shimon is saying to the chachamim. Reb Akiva and the chachamim are arguing by hedyot. Presumably, the chachamim hold they disagree with this whole thing. What does that mean? That means the chachamim would say, no, hedyot. They don't argue by hedyot. Hedyot is no good. They're arguing, Reb Akiva and the chachamim are talking about Christ, which means this whole thing is all based on Reb Shimon, who holds that we don't make a gezeira by mezuyah petaycha. But this is all not like the Rabbanan. Like the Rabbanan, everything is possible. L'chayr. Which means that if Rava, if we're going to plug in Rava to this, Rava was going shalei ali b'din hilchasim. This whole chart with Hedyaitis, that's all going like Rav Shimon. It's all going like Rav Shimon. If Rava, maybe pass like Rav Shimon. I don't know. The Rosh Taka mentions that it's Shreve. La halacha, we don't pass like Rav Shimon. This whole Rava is Rav Shimon. We pass like the Chachamim. So like the Chachamim, could be that this whole thing is not Lahalacha. And therefore, it could be Lahalacha. Lahalacha, the Rosh Paskins, you come on Eifem Mishubad. This whole discussion in the Gemara is going like Rav Shimon, the Chachamim. But not the Dina. So it could be that would be a way the Rosh would get out of it. But, again, the Gemara on this argument, which is talking like Rav Shimon, is trying to work out this prat of this prat of Shtari Hedantis, if it's kosher. What makes it confusing is that you have a lot of variables. Yay de Mesira, Nishtay de Mesira. Shtaraya, not Shtaraya. Shemus Mufakim, Shemus Shemus Mufakim. So it gets complicated. But despite all that, I feel that if you're going to sit down and you make your own chart, it's a small chart, but just to plug in where the machlaikis is, that you won't be confused. I'm telling you, because when I make a lady on this Gemara, it'll confuse me also, the whole rush. But if you work it out, I think you'll be able to work out the Shekla Vitari of the Gemara. So this is the basic shot of the sugya. Not to leave you without any of the lumbus of the sugya, there is a discussion of what Rava was saying. Rava said that this shtar pasah is a good shtar. It's a good shtar. Shtar Parsa had Eidei Nisirah. So what's Rava saying? It's a good shtar. Kasha, that a number of Mefarshim ask here, Tumim, among them, they ask, what's the story of Rava? Let's say I have a story. I tell you a story that Gayim wrote shtaris and everything, and again, we're talking here about the Gomei Rashi. We read the Shtar Raya. We even like they're talking about Shtar Raya. Okay, well, Eidei Mesira, Yidden saw what happened. So this Shtar, Zokrov, is a good Shtar, but you came on Eifa Mishubad. So the Kasha is, what do you mean it's a good Shtar? You have Eidei Mesira, you have two Jews that say Eidus. So presumably it was a halva, right? Because Rava said your money got from Mishabad. So that means Reuven lent Shimon money. They wrote stories by Goyim, but they were Yidden who ate them with Rabbi Shas Meis. So Rav is saying it's a good shtar. Shkoyach Rav, it's a good shtar. What do I gain from you saying it's a good shtar? So it's a milvah alpeh. They're two Yidden, that's all. So worst comes to worst, it's a milvah alpeh. What's the difference between a milvah alpeh and a milvah bishtar? What's the difference? Shubad. But Rav says it's a good shtar, but not for Mishubad. The words, it's a good shtar, but not mishubadim, the kasha is, that those words don't make sense. It's a good shtar, but not mishubadim. What do you mean it's a good shtar? Shtar is only nafkamina for mishubadim. What's the difference? My nafkamina.
Yeah, you don't need
Eidus. We do need Eidus. Eidus is Sira. Well, I need the Eidus Mesira should say that the Mesira took place. Once the Mesira say the Mesira took place, what else do you need?
I can say Eidus, that I know that those two people were Eidus Mesira on this again. So what are the Eidus Mesira on?
No. Say Eidus that they were Eidus Mesira. I don't know what that means. My friend told me that he saw Mesira. That's not, that you can't, but say Mesira.
I didn't see, I know.
You saw the Mesira, you didn't see the Mesira.
I saw the Mesira, I don't know what the money
is. If you saw the Mesira, it doesn't matter. What do you mean? You don't know. So you didn't see any Mesira. You saw the Shtar or not? So then you're not an Eid. If you didn't know what it said on it, it could have said anything. That's not Eidus Mesira. Eidus Mesira means they know that this Shtar was given over.
But that's what they are. They didn't see the transaction of money. They saw the star.
That's fine. If you see Reuven give Shimon a star that says that he borrowed money from him, that's perfectly fine.
Rav doesn't say more than that. Rav never said that.
It has nothing to do with the star. What you're telling me is if two Yidden come into Bezin, they say that they saw that Reuven lent money to Shimon. It doesn't matter if you see him lend or you see him give him a star that he lends. It's the same thing.
Yeah, no, like with the Gemara, what's the problem then afterwards? We say you get from Shimon to Nechar. So the Gemara says, yeah, but they wrote it on something you can be up to the side. Meaning they said, we saw the star being given over. Right? So they didn't say how much they saw the money or how much money. The guy who's the star, how much?
The star given over is enough. I got news for you. If I give you a shtar that I borrowed money from you in front of Adam, and the truth is I didn't borrow, I'm still chayv to pay you.
But is the shtar
yachol? No, it's any yachol is dying. It's the case of any yachol is dying.
You just said that the shtar is a good shtar. You just said you could be going with Mishabadeh. From Lechayv.
So Ishkayach, I have to aid him. That's why I'm going from Lechayv. Is that to do with the shtar? Was that to do with the shtar?
No, but they didn't know how much money it was. All they saw was the giving over the shtar. I didn't see.
They had to know. That the Holayadi Lamikri Bidiyadi. So what does it mean? They knew and they didn't read it. Obviously, they didn't know. So.
Every solution is you can't tell me the Shabbat.
This Chiddush is Fakarat. Mechumra that you came on after Mishabazim. Maybe the Chiddush was that you came on after Mishabazim. Maybe. I'll tell you the truth. The Tosfos Rid really answers the kasha, and we're going to deal with it, I guess, tomorrow, with this idea. The Tosfos Rid makes a chilek, a nafkamina. A number of achrayim try to find other nafkaminas, so we're going to try to deal with it tomorrow. Be prepared, please. Just make sure you work through pshat. It's very hard to sit in a classroom and have someone tell you pshat. Pshat is something you have to work out yourself. Just make yourself the shtad, the chart, just figure out where everything plugs in, and I think you'll have those ideas.